And checking sports, we'll start off with the NFL, of course. What a wacky, crazy season. That's all I can say in the NFL. Good teams beat bad teams. Bad teams beat good teams. It's pretty amazing. All right. Well, anyways, let us go to the scoreboard in the NFL. Of course, on Thursday Night Football, the Ravens fell to the Dolphins. Yesterday, the Bills crushed the Jets 45-17. The Bills are 6-3. The Jets are 2-7. The Washington football team handed Tampa Bay their second loss in a row. Washington won that game 29-19. The Washington football team 3-6. The Buccaneers are 6-3. The Cowboys dismantled the Falcons. The Cowboys are 7-2. They beat the Falcons 43-3. The Falcons 4-4-5. The Titans, they won their seventh game in a row. They're now 8-2. They beat the Saints, who are 5-4, 23-21. The Baltimore. The Indianapolis Colts at 5-5 now defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-17. In a game that reminded me of a game the New York Giants played against the St. Louis Cardinals many years ago when both teams were struggling, they played to the, back then it was, I think it was a 0-0 overtime tie. One of the worst games, football games in the history of the NFL. Well, in overtime, I think the Lions and the Steelers only beat that game by a little bit because they scored, each scored 16 points, but it wound up as a tie. So the Lions are still winless. They're 0-8-1, and the Steelers are 5-3-1. Don't look now, but Bill Belichick has the Patriots hitting on all cylinders, offense and defense. The Patriots are now 6-4. They blew out the Browns, who are 5-5, 45-7. The Vikings got a win over the Chargers, 27-20. The Vikings now 4-5, and the Chargers 5-4. The Carolina Panthers beat the Cardinals, 34-10. The Cardinals are now 8-2. The Panthers are 5-5. In another game, the Broncos were blown out by the Eagles, 30-13. The Broncos are 5-5. The Eagles are now 4-6. The Seahawks, boy, they just looked terrible yesterday. They lost to the Packers 17-0. The Packers are 8-2. The Seahawks are 3-6. And in the Sunday night game, the Chiefs looked like the Chiefs we've expected to see. They blew out the Las Vegas Raiders 41-14. The Chiefs now 6-4, the Raiders 5-4, and Monday Night Football tonight, the 7-2 Rams go up against the 3-5 49ers. All right. Taking a look at standings this year. And like I said, folks, Bill Belichick is back. The Buffalo Bills in the AFC East lead with a 6-3 record. Second place, the New England Patriots, 6-4. In the AFC North, every team in the AFC North is at 500 or better. The Ravens are first at 6-3. The Steelers are second at 5-3-1. The Bengals are third at 5-4. And the Browns are in fourth at 5-5. In the AFC South, Tennessee has an 8-2 record. Looks like they're going to run away with that division. The Colts are 5-5. In the AFC West, well, look who's back on top. The Kansas City Chiefs at 6-4. The Los Angeles Chargers are second at 5-4. The Las Vegas Raiders are third at 5-4. And the Denver Broncos are fourth at 5-5. So those are that's the second division that all teams are above at 500 or better. So, I mean, you can see the problems that the NFL is having with their teams being on a level where they play well week to week to week. Really, the teams that are really starting to turn things on, the Titans and the Patriots and the Cowboys. Other than that, it's pretty much a crapshoot in the NFL. So that is a look at the NFL. Let's go to the NBA in games that were played yesterday. Locally, the Nets defeated the Thunder 120-96. Now, today in the NBA, the Celtics will take on the Cavaliers at 7, and the Pacers will play the Knicks at 7:30. Let's move over to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Rangers beat the Devils 4-3. The Bruins over the Canadiens 5-2. Coming up today, let's see if we have any local teams in action. The Islanders will take on the Panthers at 7 o'clock. And the Rangers tomorrow will take on the Canadiens at 7 o'clock. The Devils tomorrow against the Senators at 7 o'clock. And we'll see if the Bruins are playing tomorrow. No, the Bruins are next on the ice, I do believe, on Thursday. Not sure. Don't even see them. Yeah. So anyways, that's that. So that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.